Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pull right in. We got a lift open for you. In the Garage with Stan Andruski on News Radio WRVA. Beat you to it.
You were supposed to do it after.
Oh.
I'm supposed to go, get your motor running, and you're supposed to go, do.
Oh. I missed rehearsal again this week.
Jeez.
Can you believe this?
Slacker.
What happens? You get up. I didn't get up till 20 of 8 this morning.
It's like 10 minutes ago, y'all.
I
still
know.
Snoozing.
Gosh. And
I was proud coming in, by the way. I told you this, because we're in an undisclosed location in Hanover. It's on one of the holes.
That's right.
Greens. But we can't discuss that for our own security. So, anyway, I was coming in, and everybody was just driving a normal speed. Nobody was going crazy like normal. Just being cautious.
Okay.
Good job, y'all. That's hard
wow.
to do.
I like that.
And I didn't even yell at him or honk the horn. I was like, good for them.
Yeah. I mean,
it's hard to do.
We've still got, what'd you say, two more days of this? Nasty weather?
It's supposed to be, Rich was just talking about, it's supposed to be a couple more days of possible rain.
Wow.
You could have some wind gusts and stuff and down power lines. So Rich was just talking about that on his show, and that's all true.
Okay.
It's got to be careful still. Yeah. High water, stuff like that. I had some high water last night going to get dinner.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right.
So just, it's there. I think it was spread out enough to where it's not going to, I think Central Virginia got away pretty good.
Yeah, I guess that's the case. And now heading up north somehow.
You'll be chasing it.
Oh, I don't want to, gosh, I so don't want to be chasing
this
thing. But I think I might be,
right? If you're behind it, though, it's still probably better than being in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll probably be behind it.
You know what's even better?
Not being in it at all.
Not being in it at all. Being in bed. I don't know. I don't even know how I accepted the invitation to go to this thing. It's a reunion. I haven't seen these guys in, like, I don't know, 30-plus years.
You know the thing about reunions? They always seem like, oh. Because Hermitage, I've got, like, my 30-year or 20, whatever, 30, I guess. And we're starting to, people starting to get on the page and talk. And it's always like, oh, this is, oh. But then,
yeah.
Every time I've gone to one with my class, I've had the best time ever. Like, we have had, don't matter what Facebook post happened, like political view, you just get together and just love each other again. It's one of the best things ever for me. That's been my experience.
All right.
So just let things go when you go to see your friends.
All right. Do you want to go instead?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anybody. That would be weird.
But wouldn't that be funny? You showed up and you go, oh, yeah, I'm Jeff Katz. I go, wow. You're.
You haven't aged a bit.
Yeah, we don't really. That's not how we remembered you, but isn't he taller?
Boy.
Yeah. He looks. Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
And, guys, just keep everybody talking about the storm.
Oh, God.
I mean, Florida looks like a bomb went off,
y'all.
Just, this has got to be, and we could talk about not building houses 3 feet from waterways. But you can't predict this. And it just say prayers for them and the people that were lost and people we still haven't found and those waiting on their loved ones. So.
That's right.
We're not perfect. We all make decisions sometimes, and sometimes we regret them, and sometimes by not getting out, things like that. And then other times we regret building a house that close. But if you have the opportunity, it's a dream.
Absolutely.
Not too many of us would say, oh, I'm not going to take a house on, the Gulf of Mexico or these Pensacola, one of these beautiful beaches. So just try not to be judgmental. Just put some prayers and some well wishes out. And any way you can help. Rich was talking about this on his show.
Mm.
Give to the places you know work.
Yeah.
Red Cross. I'm not going to go out here and put in all of them. Some people are like, oh, well, they know what they're doing. These places, these disaster relief places have been doing it for a long time. So
Yeah.
Help out.
Yeah. Oh, totally. That's, I mean, you just to be a decent person, you got to look at that and do the right thing. And it is nice to see, I suppose, that so many people are stepping up to the plate. It's nice to see that the Governor DeSantis has really got a handle on it as best you can have a handle on this.
I'll tell you, he's impressive. Yeah. He's impressive. Like, people don't like just, it was a lot like Trump. You know, people didn't like the fact that they don't take a lot of stuff from anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, they're both those type of people. But you can't argue with the fact that both of them got a lot of, when these storms were coming, they were prepared. I've never seen anything like that. Well, no Katrinas.
No.
Under either one of these guys, whenever they happen. And so just be thankful, I guess, that we do have good leaders in some places.
Yeah.
And keep hope alive.
Yeah.
it might spread one day.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, I suppose I should really, I mean, I'm behind the curve, but we should introduce everything. It's in the garage.
Woo.
Saturday morning. It's sitting across from me, of course, is Stan Andruski, my brother from another mother, from Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. So much happening this week. We'll talk about the Breaks for Breasts campaign that you are involved in. We'll talk a little bit, I'm sure, about how your roof is going to look great, because with this rain,
the
eraser spacer is going to look perfect thanks to A-plus roofing.
Yep.
Probably get an update. I know we want to get an update on your weight loss, but most importantly, people have car questions and you've got car answers.
Yes, and now we have the text feature. We were just talking about that.
We're just jumping right into this. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804-1140. So last week, somebody had reached out to us, Stan, was talking about doing a little bit of work on their own car, and it was a Volvo.
Yeah.
And they were getting certain codes. Well, somebody else has a question related to that. They also have a Volvo, and it has to do with the codes that they are getting. And the question that comes up is the air pump considered to be part of the injection system, the air injection system? So, I don't know if that's, is that unique to a Volvo? Or
no. Some cars have them, some cars don't anymore. I mean, there's their own unique version of it. Not every car has an air pump. They found other ways to be more efficient.
Okay.
But it's an emissions thing, it really is. And so an air injection pump is different from, you know, the frosting injector that they put in your donuts. It's different from a fuel injector. So when you said it, I'm glad you said, you know, an injection pump, because there are fuel injection pumps, high pressure fuel. But that year, make and model is pretty self-sufficient. If you look, it's on the passenger side. Most Volvos are on the passenger side. Lower front, about where your left foot would be if you stood to the left side of your car, left front side. So, you know, somebody who has a little DIY experience could probably look at that and maybe do it. It was a great question. It's emissions related. Some cars have it, some cars don't. And almost all the time when you do get one of those codes, unlike every other code, it's almost always either a broken hose or a pump that's failed. That's the most two. There's only a couple of different reasons you'll get that.
Oh, okay. So,
wish it was all like that. That's what people think. You know, you look up a code and bam, it tells you what's wrong. Why do we need technicians to make good money and pay, you know, which seems like a lot for labor?
Right.
It's because you have professionals that are working on your car.
Well, I got news for you. Mike in Glen Allen has a question. I think that's kind of related to that. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You can text, you can call. Either way, Stan's going to have the answers to your questions. I guarantee you that. Mike, you are in the garage.
Good morning, Mike.
Thank you very much. I have a 2004 minivan, Chrysler, what it did, didn't matter. But I took it in for inspection, and they told me the rear brake light, the extra light in the back, was bulb was burnt out. So I asked him how much it charged to fix it. He said $49.95. Well, $9.95 for a bulb and $40 labor. Well, I got two bulbs for $7.95 at a local park place.
Yeah.
And it took me less than 15 minutes to get to take the thing apart, put the new bulb in it, and I had to go find a T20 screwdriver to take it apart.
Yeah.
Where did they get these figures on how long it takes to do something? They said, I think he told me, well, 20 minutes is what they allowed the mechanic to change this light bulb, and I did it in less than 15 minutes, and I had to go get the T20 screwdriver.
Are you looking for a job? Mike, are you looking for, are you retired? Are you looking for a job?
I'm 70 years old, and I did it in less than 15 minutes.
I love it.
And I don't know where in the world they get these figures from. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, so I'm going to break this down as quick as I can. It's a great question, and I don't fault you, and I think it's very brave for him to ask this.
Yeah.
Because people just don't know, and it's not their fault.
Right.
I will go and say this, that the technicians and the shop owners in this country have been underpaid for the entire existence of car repair.
Yeah.
Believe me when I tell you. That's so right. The expenses usually come from things that we don't see, right? So a shop, if you're smart, and most shops don't know this because this is a little secret. Most shops have been handed down from somebody's parents or there was a technician that had a dream.
Yeah.
And so they get in there and they use estimating guides just like we do.
Right.
About how long a job should take. Now, you see that part of that bulb that might have taken that, but then you don't see the part of the bulb on the front or the piece of plastic that broke back there that the technician now has to pay for.
Sure.
You don't see the fact that a technician, in order to make to even afford his tools, has to make close to six figures if you're a great tech right now. Wow. If you're not making that or you can't pay that to a good tech, you're not going to have a good tech, and you have subpar people working on your car.
Mm-hmm.
That's today, guys.
Yeah.
Even a year ago, it was less than that, but it's still, I have news for you. For the technicians we have at our shop, it's still, in my opinion, not enough for what they do.
Wow.
So, yes, that one job is great,
yeah.
And that worked out great for you. I'm glad to hear it. But that shop, and also, you have to understand, if the shop just depended on that labor rate, say you have a $100 labor rate on most shops.
Right.
And today's technicians have got to make between $25 and $50 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So the shop pays $100 to cover. After taxes, they may make another $30 total on that job. If they mark the bulb up $4, now they make $34.
Right.
I have news for you. On that, if that kind of job, that has to come out of the customer because it's like every other business.
Yes.
And you don't see it because you're like, it was just a bulb or it was just this. Yes, but it's not always that because that same job that you did in 20 minutes, sometimes a technician will do and it takes 6 hours to do a job and he gets paid an hour for it.
That's right.
And so it evens out and it's almost like a system where it's the only way to do it because the shops can't stay in business if they're not charging a percentage up on parts. You guys have to understand, like, you won't have a good shop left. I'm glad he did that. He's 7 years old. It was in his budget. I love it.
Yeah.
That's how most of us get started.
Yeah.
And he's a different generation. A lot of people wouldn't dare tackle that.
That's right.
Right? So I love that.
Yeah.
But there's so many – guys, if you knew – when Certified first started and we started seeing businesses and we started seeing the – we had like a $50,000 month one month and we lost $12,000. And I was
oh, my gosh.
You know, it was a couple years ago. Four went shop fix. I was like, wow. Yeah. So it took us 2 or 3 months to pay for that 1 month of business, to pay for it.
Right.
Without taking any income. So the regulations and restrictions on the greatest country in the world are such that you don't see the business that Henrico taxes you on, all the business taxes, all of the sales taxes, all of the income, the workman's comp that you have to have business.
Right.
This stuff is so high that if that bulb, in most cases, should be double to be able to have these shops make the right amount of money.
Yeah.
It really should be. And the other thing is sometimes they are commercial grade.
Yep.
And then in our case with Certified, we try to get all commercial grade because we give a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty on that bulb.
That's
he might have to change that bulb 6 or 7 times if he buys a cheap bulb.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So it may not. May last 3 years. I don't know. But so these are all things to consider. And I know I went on a little bit of a rant. It is a lot more involved. But the cost of doing business in the country that invented business is sickening.
That's a great point.
It's sickening.
That's a great point.
And that's why you guys pay more for everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Well, and you know, Stan makes a great point. And Mike, we appreciate the call. And,
yes.
And if you are looking for work, Stan can put you right in the bulb division over there at Certified tomorrow, right?
Hey, I love it. I love that work ethic, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's, I love it.
But, you know, bear in mind, as Stan points out here, you know, it's sort of a balancing act. And, you are fortunate in that you've got a vehicle now, this 2004 Chrysler minivan, where changing the bulb and the brake light, relatively easy, according to you. You can pop it out. But again, you're doing it just for yourself, and you probably have maintained that minivan.
Maybe,
now, somebody else brings it in, and their kids have been crawling back there, and they've got, I don't know, cotton candy is up in there, and there's all sorts of other stuff.
Now, sometimes the sockets burn out, especially the third brake light's a very hot bulb.
Right.
They weren't LEDs back then.
Yeah.
And then even this, you fast forward to 2022. Some of the bulbs you put in now have to be computer programmed.
Right.
Which is a program that costs $200 on a scanner that's $10,000.
Yep.
On a technician that has to go through the training for another $5,000. That's why your bulb's $10 or $15 instead of $4.
Yeah.
Advance, all they have to do, or O'Reilly's or any of these places, is order these bulbs a million at a time from China,
yep.
put them in, and put a $4 tag on it.
That's right.
And that's just right. not what we do.
That's right. And so. Certified, again, 2 years, 24,000-mile guarantee, a warranty on everything that they're doing. Now, we're a little bit behind, but we got a lot of stuff. Oh, that's all right. I mean, I think it's a great lesson.
Love
it's
question,
very,
Mark.
Very important. Remind you that you are in the garage. That is Stan Andruski, my brother from another mother, the owner, the operator of Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. During the week, you're going to find Stan and Robbie and Chris and the whole team over there at Certified, excuse me, at 804-553-9777, 804-553-9777. Just a moment, we'll talk a little bit about the month of October, Breaks for Breasts, yet another community give back. Stan and the team are always giving back to this community like nobody's business, and they'll do it again in the month of October. We'll find out about that. We've got a car trivia question. This week, what is the name of the oldest existing company, car company, that was founded in 1883? So it's founded in 1883, and since that time, it's been up and running, and it's still running today.
Yes.
So we've got, I'm sure, a great prize, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. Couple of questions here. Let me give you the quick one, because this isn't going to take too long for you to answer, Stan. now that it is fall, have you switched over to the pumpkin spice oil?
It's one of my favorites.
All right, the more complicated questions are on the way.
Yes.
You are in the garage. It is Saturday morning. You are in the garage. Stan Andruski.
Saturday. Who's saying that? Saturday. Anyway, we're here.
Doot. Oh, no, I'm
out of espresso in my coffee, y'all.
Oh, that's what the difference is. I've got zero.
Right,
zero.
You got 27 creams.
27 creams, correct, which will,
I'm going to makes it milk.
I'm telling you right now, I'm going to make up the 40 minutes that I was late getting up this morning somehow, some way. Somehow, did your dad do that when you guys used to drive? I got to make time. I'm making time. We're making time, right?
We didn't even take pee breaks.
Yeah,
we had
bundles
in the floorboards and pickle jars, y'all. Come on. I know what I'm talking about.
I sure do.
I talk about Mike being a different generation. I guarantee he knows what we're talking
about. Oh, absolutely. Well, you are in the garage. That is Stan Andruski from Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. Now, I remind you, during the week, you need to get your car serviced. You got stuff you need done. You call. You're going to talk to Robbie or Chris. 804-553-9777, 804-553-9777. You'll have a good experience. I can guarantee you that. They're good guys over there. Great work done. We do have a car trivia question that is out there. What is the name of the oldest existing car company? It was founded in 1883, started then. It is still running. What do we got for prizes this week, Stan?
So we got oil change from Certified Auto Repair.
Okay.
Full synthetic blend, whatever you want.
Right.
Second thing. We're going to do is a full DVI, which this right now is going to include your checking of the coolant level, make sure it's ready for, so basically a winterization check.
Sure.
And also they check, we're checking batteries now for cold cranking amps, everything else, making sure it's not weak.
Yep.
Just getting you an idea of what the battery is. That technology wasn't as accurate a few years ago as it is now, so we're starting to want to do that for every customer as well. So you know you're not going to be stranded in the middle of one of our customers hopefully won't
be
in the middle of winter somewhere.
So. I love that. All right. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140.
Oh, and an advanced auto Yeti.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Were you keeping that for yourself?
I have a couple that Ryan hooked me up with.
Okay, just checking.
I haven't used them yet, though, so they're fine. They still have the paper in them, no coffee stains. They're brand new, not used.
All right. Now, remember, you can now either call us at 833-804-1140 or text us at 833-804-1140, and we've got both coming in. Taser is up. He's got, I think, a question that a lot of us are asking. The stuff that's going on in Florida, electric vehicles, hybrids. Taser, you are in the garage.
Hey, Taser, good morning.
Morning, guys. This is something I've been wondering a long time, so I guess it, but probably everybody needs to know, so I guess this is another public service question. Now, at the age 75, you can probably figure that all my junk is hydrocarbon powered, but I'm wondering about hybrids and Teslas in floods. Now, yeah. I know that the Prius has disconnects on the batteries that all the EMS and fire people know about, because these things have spectacular fires. Mm. But what training have you guys got on them? Can they disconnect the batteries on these Teslas?
No, not easily. And so they really, the good news about Tesla in this situation is it really is good technology overall. So it's not like bad technology. It's just not as, the batteries aren't what they need to be. And they're not going to be probably ever, but we can keep our fingers crossed. But they're completely waterproof, just like our cars are.
Oh,
so
okay.
You're not going to have an issue. Now, when it's a fire on one of these things, there's no, it's a big deal. I mean, you're blacks, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
They don't normally explode. They can. It's normally when these lithiums start to melt the outsides of what holds them, some of the, it can be almost like a sparkler. So it's not just a fire. It's wow. They're kind of start sparkling all around it. And then trying to put it out, ABCs have a lot of issue with it. There's other ways that the fire departments are dealing with it when they do catch on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Just thank God it's not happening like it used to. They have sensors now in all the Teslas that if the battery starts getting hot, the computer can actually cut, doesn't have to physically cut the connection, but it can cut that everything that's going to that battery off and try to reduce the chances of it happening. So the technology of that's pretty good. Now, a few years ago, when the Prius came out, I think it was the Prius, Toyota had a recall where they had a couple people in the floods. This was a hybrid, and they were pushing it, and it had reverse polarity and popped hit a couple people pretty hard. Don't know if they died, but, you know, you're pushing on a metal car, and they're pushing it the opposite direction, and they didn't have, you know, whatever they needed to keep that from happening. So,
right.
They had a recall on that and fixed that, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I wouldn't go pushing any of them in the rain.
That's right.
If it says electric, stay away.
Yeah, well, and the other thing, pay attention to this for a second, Stan. Down in Florida, there's no electric.
No, I know.
So these vehicles not going anywhere, right? I mean, and this is the drawback. I mean, we've talked about this so many times. People go, I have an electric vehicle. And as you've pointed out, look, if you like the looks of them, you like the technology, they're very cool, fantastic, have at it. But it is not the same as having a vehicle that has fuel in it.
Yeah, and the nature of, you got to understand, the nature of electricity, it's what they're trying to do is a convenience thing. You can do it from home most of the time, yada, yada. But then they're also, electricity has not changed ever.
Right.
I mean, lightning comes and goes.
That's right.
So there are setbacks. You're going to lose power.
Yeah.
Especially in places like that.
Yep.
Who knows how long.
That's right.
Well, people could say, well, the gas stations might be out too. Yeah, but you can drive 10 miles down the road and still find a gas station. So, you know.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
That's a great point. All right. We got a lot more questions coming in. 833-804-1140. We'll talk about the inspiration for this program. We've got questions about your car, and Stan's got the answers. I guarantee you that. You are in the garage. This is a good one, don't you think?
Yeah, I love it. I look forward to this one after this break.
Yeah.
I think
you
might have to mix up some of the songs first.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, you tell me what you want.
I mean, we're definitely going to start it with Born to Be Wild because there's no other song for the beginning of the show.
No, absolutely.
There's no other song in God's creation that sounds that good at the beginning of the show.
Now, does Darius Rucker have any driving or car songs?
Yeah.
He does.
Beers and Sunshine.
It's what?
Beers and Sunshine.
Beers and Sunshine.
Like my shirt says.
Yeah, like your
shirt. And my hat. So, no, he does. But Hootie has one, too. They've got a couple.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I might put a couple in there.
Yeah.
A couple of Hootie.
Yeah.
Latest album, which people don't know they had a couple years ago. Broke all kinds of records.
Hootie did?
Yeah, like 30 years later. Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bye-bye, Spice Girls. No longer the highest grossing live concert series anymore.
All right. Well, now, no offense.
Yeah, Blowfish did.
But
Bye-bye, Eagles. Just letting you know.
Yeah, but
people think they don't do anything. They're retired and all washed up.
Yeah.
Not so.
All right.
When you're good, you're good.
You're
I don't care what Robbie and Ashley think about Hootie. But
oh, they hate them too? Oh,
they don't hate them.
All right. Well,
Couldn't. They're too good of people to ever hate Hootie.
Oh.
I mean, not that Hottie's not a good person, but I just think she's just a little misled when it comes to music.
You are in the garage. That is Stan Andrewski
for
Certified Repair. 8401 Oakview Avenue, the Lakeside section of Henrico. 804-553-9777. So,
up the road from the, you're weak.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gosh, we've sort of fallen into disrepair over that. Yeah, if you're coming up Staples Mill, you're going to turn on Hermitage, and you're going to pass that blue store.
Right.
How do you pronounce blue?
It's Jerry Bleak.
It is? It's Lytle.
Lidl.
That's
it's the Lidl.
It's the blue store. That's all you need to know. Go towards the... Well, don't go towards the blue store, but...
Yeah. Follow the blue light.
Exactly.
Sorry, y'all. We're off.
It is one of those weeks, isn't it? All right. So, car trivia this week. What is the name of the oldest existing car company? Founded in 1883. It's still up and running. What is the name of that car company? And they build pretty good cars, actually. They're known for it.
Yeah.
No?
People think they do.
Just
kidding.
All right. Well, we're going to...
Hate mail coming in.
Yeah, we'll get the answers to that. Great text over here, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That's our friend Boyd, Dr. Boyd, who's a great guy. Now, Dr. Boyd, by the way, one of the reasons I think that he likes us and we like him, you know, he's from Beverly, Mass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good guy. He's been down here for a while. So
Good morning, doctor.
He says, Jeff and Stan gave me top billing this week.
Wow.
How about that?
Well, let's face it.
He went out the back.
You're a superstar.
Oh, stop it. All right. Jeff and Stan, did the success of Car Talk inspire you to start In the Garage? Looking back to their long and amusing run, do you think they provided reliable car maintenance advice or just a lot of laughs?
Wow. So I don't know if the success led to it. I know I loved the show. I grew up listening to it. You know, they did serve. Like, they joked around and laughed, but they legit try to help people.
Yeah.
And I think they did a really good job. We don't see eye to eye on everything. I still feel like you need to warm your car up. It just makes perfect sense to me. But they didn't think that.
Right.
So I remember some, you know, we have some a little bit differences, but
yeah.
I mean, I could justify it. It doesn't hurt anything to warm it up, so you should. I mean, anybody who has a little bit of age on them, it's not like you're spring chicken. You jump out of bed, you go run around the block. You know, you should be stretching a little bit.
And that's right. That's
warm
right.
your body up. Yep. Do a little calisthenics or whatever first, and then go run. But so it just makes sense to me. But no, I think for me anyway, absolutely loved them. And it just felt like there was a void.
Yeah.
And we didn't have them anymore.
That's true.
And so, yeah, I think in a way, I think when we were talking about it, I just knew there was a need.
Yes.
And I think I don't know if we inspired to be like them. They were just really good. Very entertaining.
Yeah. I know. I'm with you. Listen, I grew up listening to them, you know, because they were, I thought they knew something, but then again, I didn't know anything. So whatever they had to say,
they were smart. They were smart people.
And they were funny. And they seemed to be relatively nice guys and all of that good stuff. We've had a lot of people, and this is what blows me away as a radio
for
guy.
This long.
Yeah. But so many people have said, man, you really remind us of.
Wow. What a compliment.
Yeah. So that. Listen,
yeah. That's a compliment.
That is huge. That's huge. And I don't know if they actually were good auto techs in their day, you know, over there in Cambridge or not. I have no idea.
Well, you know, their shop had really good views. It's still up and running. So, I mean, I think they were. I mean, there were many times when very seldom did I disagree with what they had to say.
Okay.
Yeah, very seldom did I say, that's not even close, if I ever did.
Yeah.
So I think they knew their stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
But what a compliment. That's
isn't that nice?
Yeah, when you hear that.
Yeah.
Man.
Now, there's a text that just came in, and I'm going to have to share it. But it's not even related to us. But somebody who just doesn't like the guy who's on before us.
What?
Yeah, he says, I am just sorry that Richard is not down in Florida drinking that contaminated water. Now, that's hard.
Wow.
Am I right?
I think Rich probably at home crying.
I know.
He was just pouring his soul out this morning saying how he felt like he had to help somehow.
Yeah.
And this may be the beginning of something special in his soul.
Oh,
man,
wow.
That's tough.
That'll bring him.
So,
either bring him down or bring him up. I don't know if it's going to work one way or the other.
Wow.
But, all right, well, let's move on to something a little bit nicer.
Sorry, Rich.
All right. Stan, I am so sorry to disappoint you. And this came in on text, 833-804. Excuse me, 1140. 833-804, 1140. Stan, sorry to disappoint you, but I bought a Ford. Do you want to hear any more?
I mean,
is he dead to you right
it's
there?
It's already a rainy day, so go ahead and just fill it up.
All right, but I bought a Ford Bronco Sport. They told me it has regular oil, not synthetic. How frequently should I change it? That's from Philip in Mechanicsville.
So, they might recommend regular oil.
Mm-hmm.
However, you could use either.
Okay.
Both are API. I'm not a big synthetic fan personally.
Right.
When it comes to older cars, because a lot of the seals and stuff, they just don't work well together. And a lot of technicians will argue this against me, but my finding has been that it doesn't. So if you do like a, you could also do a blend, which has a lot of good, they call it synthetic blend, but really it just has a lot of good additives in it.
Okay.
So if you're using just regular run-of-the-mill oil,
okay,
like go grab you some Penn's oil,
right,
whatever, probably 530, whatever they recommend. And, you know, you go 3,000 to 5,000. You just don't push it.
Okay.
It'll go that every bit of that.
Okay.
I wouldn't go any more than that. And, you know, at Certified, if you use synthetic blend, you know, we're putting 3 on your sticker and 5 for synthetic. We just, there's other factors.
Okay.
You know, people,
yeah,
you go 10,000 miles on oil change. Yeah, we've seen that on the first change. After that, we see less and less oil on a dipstick and in the car.
Right, right.
And you have to know that. Like, they're going to change this or their cars just aren't going to last like they have been.
That's right.
One of two things is going to happen. There's
no
back or forth, and oil hasn't gotten that good.
That's right.
Just sorry, it hasn't.
That's right. And I'm going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to say what you always say, remind everybody, that service manual, in a lot of cases now, you've got the sales department of those auto companies getting into all of this, right?
Yeah.
They all want to get the J.D. Power Award. They all want to be the least expensive to maintain. So, you know, they're telling you, oh, yeah, you can go 10,000 miles in between oil changes. Now, you think about an oil change. I mean, let's ballpark it. I mean, I know there was a time when you could go to, like, the Crazy Monkey oil change place, and it was, like, $9, and, you know, they'd tell you a joke as well or some nonsense.
Yeah.
But those were guys who, I mean, I actually looked online at some of the training that these guys do, and it's like, okay, this is the top of the car, this is the bottom of the car. Good luck now.
Yeah, it's not, it's not, you know, here's the thing, guys, like, you don't, again, if you want a good steak,
yeah,
you just, no matter how,
yeah,
how great Taco Bell might say their steak taco is, it's not going to be,
that's right,
it's not going to be what you'll get at Texas Roadhouse,
right,
it's Chris,
yep,
any of those places,
that's
just
right,
not, so you're going to get what you pay for, believe me, there's no way those places can have technicians that are super educated, very well off, making good money,
and
only charge you $10 or $20 for an oil change.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen.
If that's all they're doing.
Right.
You could certainly do it if they're full service repair, because you can use other things to offset the oil change.
Sure.
We do that all the time.
Yeah.
Me and Megan pay for oil change for people almost every week on the show.
Yeah.
That's personal money we're using.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. All right, so let's get to a couple of calls, and then you got to talk about brakes for breasts, because this is huge, and it's just one of those things, God bless you, that you do all the time. Joe is down in Charles City. I think he wants to answer the car trivia question. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. Good show.
Thank
How
you.
About the Austin, like an Austin Mini?
All right. So what is the name of the oldest car company still in existence, founded in 1883?
The Austin.
Austin.
Boston?
Austin. Austin. No, Joe, I'm sorry, man. Good guess, though. I appreciate
but you
the... Nah, listen, man, I didn't even set my alarm this morning. I can't be yelling at anybody about how they were wrong.
It just doesn't feel right this morning.
No, not today. Because I'd be looking in the mirror going, Cats, you were wrong. It's such a
replaying the show in your head all the way down, all the way down the East Coast.
All right, so let's get to Rick in Henrico. He's also got a car trivia answer. Yeah, all right. Hey, Rick, good morning. You are in the garage.
Morning, Rick.
Morning, gentlemen. First time a listener, long time caller. Wait, no, got that back.
Somebody else didn't set his alarm this morning. Well, it's good to have you any way you slice it, man.
Yes.
I sent you a text this morning, first and foremost. There's a song that I really think you should use as the theme song, but that's just me. It's called Lusty Old American Dream.
Oh, and, you know, it's funny. When I clicked on that, Rick. Now, wait a minute, Rick. I think you must have had a couple of tabs open, because I did click on that, and it came up with the Village People. It's rain, or is it Raining Men? I just didn't know.
A musician. I'm an actual musician.
Awesome.
No, I highly, highly doubt I sent you It's Raining Men by the Village.
All right. You want to argue about this now,
I don't even think Village People sings that. I think it's like Gloria Gaynor or something.
Again, I forgot to set my alarm. I have no right to talk to anybody.
Like I said, I'm a musician.
Okay.
I'm a musician. I don't have to know who those people are. It's not me.
You just have to sing the
it
songs.
It's real music. There's no crap with that. It's a guitar and some other stuff.
Do you know who this actually is? I just figured it out. It's Darius Rucker. Good morning, Hootie.
No, it's not.
Hey, how are you?
All right.
He went all deep on us.
Have you got an answer, my friend? What is the oldest car company still in existence?
I got three, but I'm going to go with my gut and say it's Mercedes.
Let's see if you crank that engine. You are correct, sir. Excellent, excellent, Rick. Well,
good gut.
Yeah, hang on a second. Adam's going to get your information. Yeah. You'll get the great prize package from Stan and the team over there at Certified Auto Repair. That's true. Yeah, they were founded in 1883. They're still in existence. A lot of people think they are great cars, mm-hmm. and Stan says, okay. Yeah. They put a star right on their car, so you know that they're a you know, star brand.
Is it really a star, or is it more like a peace sign?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. All right. Enough of this nonsense.
Yeah.
No, actually, we can't because we have a whole show we have to do.
It's filled with this. Yeah, more than a whole show. It's ticking down.
But I got to ask you about brakes for breast because this is something. Now, I do brag about what you at, and the team at Certified Auto Repair do all the time. I really do because I love you guys, as you know. I just think the world of you, and it's only taken me, what, 10 years to drag you into doing a radio show so that everybody in Central Virginia can get some advice and insight from the Car Whisperer. But one of the things that really defines Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, a couple of things. Number one, selected by the readers of the Richmond Times-Dispatch as the best independent car repair shop in all of Central Virginia.
Unbelievable.
But
thank
you. You are giving back to the community all the time. Brakes for Breast is something you've done, and you're going to do it again this October, which starts today.
Yeah, so it's by appointments. We're starting to already load up, and so entire month of October, and even realistically, as long as we can still get the money to Brakes for Breast that we're giving for proceeds, probably if you make the appointment within the first week, even after October, I think we can still make it happen because we'll know about how much that car is going to cost and send the money off. So portion of proceeds, I think it's 10% parts and labor, and we're giving free pads. So brake pads, if you come in, a lot of cars these days, most of them need rotors. Sometimes you can turn them. And then the labor, the guys are willing to give some of the money off the labor so that they can help with this. You know, I lost my mom and dad from cancer. And so a lot of people don't know when you get it, it's almost a death sentence for most of the types of cancer that are out there.
Yep.
And breast cancer has come a long way. Most of them are coming into what's like a genotherapy where you can have portions of that type of cancer and your body can see that it's bad and then start to fight it itself. That's an amazing technology where it don't usually ever come back. It's basically a cure. You know Sophie Strong,
mm-hmm.
a year, 2 years of chemo treatment, 15 pounds, 3 years old. Now she's six, just beat cancer. Unbelievable journey, crying with her and her family, watching her go through these things. And then the tears of joy have never been better. So it's hard. We want to do that for people. So we're going to give you free brake pads entire month of October by appointment only. Please, if you come in and you're on a waiter or you're in something happens and you need brake pads, we'll give it. We'll still do that to you. We just need to make sure that we don't have 35 people sitting there Monday with other people with appointments. So, but thank you, and we do it because we think together we're stronger. I've said this before. We give because you can't outgive God, and we give where it hurts. If you're giving, give.
Yeah.
But you know, realistically, a millionaire can give $1,000, and that's not a whole lot of giving. And then you could give 10, and maybe you don't have enough money to buy food.
Yep.
So that's more of a gift than $1,000.
Yeah.
So just give. You know, it's going to hurt a little bit, but when you give, you can think the way you want.
Yep.
But for me, I can't outgive God. I cannot outgive God. Yeah. We don't do it for that reason.
Right.
It's just amazing how it happens.
Yeah.
We just got the top independent repair shop in Central Virginia.
Yep.
That don't come from just luck. It comes from a lot of skill, but also comes from a lot of blessing.
Yeah.
And trying to help other people. So
absolutely.
Beyond possible, when you start believing, what can happen? And so just start believing that any woman in your life, and at rare occasions men can get it, but any woman in your life, we could lose from this disease. So we need to fight it. And the process is happening. They're getting really good with the cure.
Absolutely. So October, Brakes for Breast. Now, remember, best to really make an appointment. As Stan said, they always try and help. But seriously, let's give them a little bit of a room on this. 804-553-9777. That's how you make the appointment. It's easy. You're going to chat with Chris, who's a delight. You're going to chat with Robbie sometimes. He's the Ford guy. I mean, I say nothing about that. 804-553-9777. Of course, today is the first day of deer season, so Robbie is in a tree somewhere and looking for
bucks. He'll be here next week with me, though.
Yes, because I'm going to be out of town. So
Adam just Adam just lost his mind.
I know, because he pushes buttons. All right. So in just a moment, Stan's going to give us a little update on both Eraser Spacer from A-Plus Roofing. That's up on his roof. And Weight Loss RVA. And hopefully we'll have time to slide in a cartoon or two and more of your calls at 833-804-1140. More of your texts at 833-804-1140. You are in the garage. I can't believe it, man, but we're rolling up on the end of our time together, Stan.
Yeah, you're going to have to talk to the radio exec gods and see if we can do another hour.
Oh, my.
Maybe once a month or twice. Maybe start off a little. I don't know. People are asking, and we're getting in trouble here. We're running out of time every week. But, yeah, here all we right. are. Weight Loss RVA.
Yes, tell me. Tell me, because I was bragging. What are you down, 30 pounds?
God. More than that. Well, the problem is, you know, Courtney's going to be upset, but it's not my fault. I started maintenance mode,
yeah.
But I'm still losing. So I'm probably going to have to cheat pretty hard this weekend to start getting my body into a – it's not really cheating, but I need to introduce stuff I haven't eaten in a while.
Right.
I had pasta last night. It was like, oh, pasta. First time in 90 days I had pasta.
Yeah.
And it was good as I remembered, but I felt awful after
Yes. So, oh, it's a little crazy, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. So you get so much energy from the plan, but, you know, it's okay. I can still lose. It's not like I'm getting thin, so I can still lose some, but – you know, right now it's going into maintenance mode, and you know that's shifting. So, unbelievable results, guys. Feel great. Look in the mirror. You know, there's no fat hanging around my belly. All my pants are too big on me right now. So, that kind of stinks. But, Weight Loss RVA, I know Chris is getting ready to begin the program pretty soon over at Certified.
Is that right? Yes, fantastic.
He struggled most of his life. And
okay.
The weight has led to other health problems from time to time for him, I think.
Okay.
And so, I think he's going to be stoked. I mean, he has the ability to lose 50, 100 pounds like Lisa.
Yeah.
And it's going to be insane for him. I can't wait.
Oh, that's great.
So Weight Loss RVA is 804-877-8290, 804-877-8290. Tell them Jeff or Stan sent you. And then A-Plus Roofing.
Yes.
I'm going quick, guys, but the Eraser Spacer is phenomenal. We just lime washed our house, I told you. And I was up on the roof the other day, and it just, I swear it looks better than when it was new. The blue is just so vibrant up there. And it was literally just had these streaks.
Yeah.
And Billy Kane came up with the idea for this Eraser Spacer. A lot of people didn't know, they don't have answers. They go up there, they power wash it.
Yep.
They'll bleach it, and then your blue turns to like gray.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't work well when you do that. But
that's
this
right.
stuff brings back the original color. It's vibrant. All the streaks are starting, well, they're all gone on my house.
Right.
The garage just got done a few weeks ago, and they're starting to fade already.
Wow.
It can take a while.
Yeah.
But absolutely love it. Eraser Spacer, eraserspacer.com at A-Plus Roofing.
All right. And I remind you, if you want to call over to A-Plus Roofing, 804-752-0008, 804-752-0008. It's crazy. I mean, those black streaks, Billy found out, all caused by algae and bacteria.
Yep.
And the copper ions that come when the rain hits the copper washes them. Well, first it kills them. Then it cleans off the streaks and your
roof. It actually almost does a sealing.
Yes.
To your asphalt sand in the shingles.
Yep.
It actually, after a while, starts to where you won't see the sand in the gutters anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I've seen since the first day they put those things on.
No kidding.
Yeah. I cleaned the gutters before the storm up there. I didn't see one piece of blue. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So
it is incredible.
Thank you, Billy, for putting that kind of time and effort.
Yeah. Third brake lights on the Malibu hybrid, stand are LED.
Yes.
You have to take out the back seat and the package tray to replace them. That's about a 3-hour job.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have bulbs that you pull the bumper, fender, everything off to put a bulb in.
Gosh.
4 hours.
Oh.
You know, the bulb's $12.
Right.
And it's $400 in labor. It's just crazy.
But, wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Thank you for that.
Now, Stan, I have to share this one. It just says, Jeff, you are the man. That's all.
That's it.
I didn't even...
What about me?
I know. It says, Jeff,
no, it's okay.
You are the man.
It's a true statement. I don't know if there's ever been a true statement made, but I love this text.
This one, I think the text is for you. Chevy's rule.
Yes.
Okay.
Love that person.
833.
Love that person.
804-1140, 833-804-1140. Steve is down in North Chesterfield, and he's got a question. Silverado question.
Yes.
Steve, you are in the garage.
Good yes, morning. Sir, Jeff. Good morning.
Hi.
I've got a 2019 Chevy Silverado. It's got the 5.3 in it. Especially on a cold morning, start it up, go down the road, it acts like it's cold-natured. Any ideas?
When you say cold natured, can you be more specific?
Well, it kind of it will kind of spit and mist until it warms up.
How many miles are on it?
20,000.
You said 20?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Pretty early. Are you using the, does that car? Well, my truck's a 6.2. I know it's supposed to have premium in it. Does your fuel gauge say premium in it since it's GDI? Does your
no,
does
sir,
your,
it does not. Right.
So, could still be, believe it or not, you could start their GDI, so the direct injection.
Okay.
There's been everybody who's done that, not just GM, including BMW, long before most people, they've had issues with the GDI. So, BG does make a GDI. I know it's 20,000 miles. It is under warranty, too.
Okay.
So, you know, go back to the dealer and hold their feet to the fire and say, hey,
yeah,
you know, this is what this thing's doing. You might have to leave it overnight, unfortunately, but the cooler it's getting, the more it's going to start showing itself. And my brother-in-law actually had a very similar issue. They had to reflash the computer. There was a new flash that came out.
Oh, wow.
On his, he's got a 2020
okay.
Silverado. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's under warranty. Go back to the dealer and have them say, hey, this is what's going on. You may have to leave it for a day. They may give you a rental since it's so new.
Right.
I think it's under, he said 2019, 2020. It should still be under warranty at 20,000 miles. He should be right there.
All right. So, Steve, take it in. Take it back to the dealer. Let them.
If they say it's not under warranty, bring it to us. We can reflash if it has one.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Great.
Thank you, man. Thank Appreciate
you.
The call. All right. So we've got enough time here, Stan.
Wow.
I think we can maybe squeeze in a car.
What a show. This could be on the best of.
It could be a best of.
Hear that, Adam? Write it down. Write the date, Adam.
Adam, today is October the 1st, which is notable for many reasons, not the least of which, my little guy.
Yes.
It's his birthday.
Really?
He's going to be He is now 18 years old.
Holy smokes.
I know.
He's legal.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly what happened with Trevor last year.
Oh.
Well, 2 years ago. Trevor just turned 20. Oh
my
smokes.
God. Boy, are our wives old. Okay, now let's.
He said it. I'm not worried. Megan's asleep.
Hey.
I haven't seen Heidi out here yet going for her runs.
I am a grown.
Blank man.
No, I'm not. Let's do car tunes
don't
before
ever
I get,
say that.
Get in any more
don't
trouble.
Don't ever say that to your. I'm telling you, it's raining. You'll be in the doghouse.
There you go. All right, Adam, let's do car tune number one.
On the road again.
On the road again.
There you go. Okay, boom. Congratulations. You are a winner.
That was before he smoked weed, I think.
I think.
He could count then.
I think somebody else was holding up fingers going 1, 2, 3. But
maybe.
Guess what? Next week, it's you and Robbie, because I will be on the road again, and you guys are going to do a great show. We cannot wait.
No.
That's it. In the garage.
Love you, Virginia. Thank you for everything.
Have a wonderful week.
Sure do appreciate you dropping by. Remember, if it rains, your lights go on with your wipers. Always use your turn signals. Don't forget to buckle up, too, okay? You got to be safe so we can see you next Saturday, right? In the Garage with Stan Andruski on News Radio WRVA.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.